Good morning. Democratic Party of New Mexico Chairperson Mark Ellison is in Hobbs for a special meeting of the Democratic Party of Lee County. It may be a non-election year, but Ellison says it's a crucial time for her party in New Mexico.
The Democratic Party of New Mexico is in the cycle where every county in the state, all 33, are holding organizing meetings to elect new leadership to carry our party forward for the next 2 years.
That meeting is at 6 p.m. this Saturday night at Democratic Party headquarters on West Broadway in Hobbs. It is free and open to everyone. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and men and women approaching 50 often shudder when their doctor informs them it's almost time for a screening colonoscopy. But regular screening, beginning at age 50, is the key to preventing colorectal cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The good news is that with early detection through a colonoscopy, the survival rate dramatically increases. If colon cancer is detected before it spreads, the five-year survival rate is about 90%. And according to the National Cancer Institute, if it's not caught before the cancer spreads to other organs, the survival rate dips to about 10%. The CDC advises contacting a doctor and scheduling a screening. Those screenings are covered by most insurance carriers. The public is also invited to a special event Saturday morning in Lovington at the Lee County Museum's 1918 Commercial Hotel, where the Parson Family Reunion and grand opening of Frank's Toy Tractor Room will take place. It's from 10 a.m. till noon, and it is free and open to everyone. Lee County Museum Director Jim Harris said that the room will be a part of the museum's permanent display, and it's always free admission. That's a look at news. You're up to date with Dawn Morgan. Good morning. New Mexico's legislative session ended March 15th, but it signaled the beginning of growth for Hobbs High School in the form of a technical vocational facility to train students for jobs in the real world immediately upon graduation. That's thanks to a bill sponsored by State Senator Gay Kernan, a Republican and retired educator from Hobbs.
That was Senate Bill 576, and actually I got great support from the education committees and also from my fellow legislators and also from the governor's office. So that bill passed, and it has been signed.
Kernan says her bill greenlights Hobbs School District to start planning for a vocational tech school with approval by the State Education Department.
Then there are a couple of other bills going through the legislature, or did go through, with regard to student credit hours, which will be very helpful for our career technical students. So definitely the school district is on board, and they came to me. So this was an initiative they began.
All unsigned bills that passed the legislature are on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's desk. She has until April 5th to sign them, veto them, or take no action, a so-called pocket veto. As the first day of April approaches, it's much more than a time for pranking. It's the first day of Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month, and an important first for Lee County Sheriff's Department as well. Deputy Vivian Martinez says officers aren't just giving autism awareness lip service, they're wearing their support on their sleeves.
Chief Deputy Fernando Jimenez came up with the idea to design the autism awareness patch and also the autism awareness decal. And it has really been a big hit for our department, and we are so pleased to be selling patches all over the country. Chief Deputy Fernando Jimenez came up with the idea to design the autism awareness patch and also the autism awareness decal. And it has really been a big hit for our department, and we are so pleased to be selling patches all over the country.
Deputy Martinez says Lee County is the first New Mexico law enforcement agency to design, wear, and sell an autism support patch. Each patch costs $10 and are available at the sheriff's substation on College Lane in Hobbs. And they've been so popular, the department is reordering another batch. All proceeds from patch sales will go to the Lighted Up Blue Autism Awareness Program. You're up to date with Dawn Morgan.